Colorado is not only growing, it's also becoming more diverse. Over the next 30 years, the number of ethnic and racial minorities will more than double. This shift in demographics has already played out in one Eastern Plains town. As part of our Growing Pains series, KUNC's Stephanie Daniel went to Fort Morgan to see how much the community has changed.
Chris Nellichilli is giving me a tour of his home. His parents are in the process of converting the garage into a family room.
We have the staircase right here. So this is the garage.
Hanging on one of the walls are two big varsity sports posters of Achille. In one, he's wearing a black wrestling jacket. The other, his red and white soccer uniform.
I call it my wall of fame. So I was thinking about adding all the stuff that I had like this year, like drama stuff, like wrestling stuff, soccer stuff, even like different little prizes that I got.
And there's one more thing the 18-year-old graduate of Fort Morgan High School plans to add, his homecoming crown.
I was told I was the first black person that was ever chosen as the homecoming king.
Achille is from Benin, West Africa. His parents won the diversity lottery visa, so they immigrated to Aurora when he was 12. A year later, they were in Fort Morgan, which is one of the state's few minority-majority communities.
In the 1970 census, the data found Fort Morgan to be 99.9% white.
Eric Ishiwada is a professor in the Department of Ethnic Studies at Colorado State University. He says the community has attracted different waves of immigrant and refugee labor from around the world because of its agricultural roots.
I think there's been a lot of growing pains over the years. There's always been a handful of people within the town, longtime residents, who've been doing their best to try to smooth out some of the adjustments that were needed when you have a new group coming in from different cultures and different languages.
Almost 80% of Chris Nellichilli's graduating class, 155 students, were minority students. His friends are from all over.
Some of them are immigrants. Some of them are like actual like Americans here. Some of them are like black, different races.
Now, this doesn't mean going to school is easy. Despite the diversity, less than 6% of the school's population is black or African American. So Achille had to deal with the prejudices of some students.
They would just go like, hey, you know, black people, this and that, you know.
Then a movie superhero came along last year that helped him find his voice.
Wakanda forever! Wakanda forever! They will always like say, like, are you the Black Panther of the school? I'm like, you damn right I'm the Black Panther of the school.
Achille says Black Panther made him proud to be African. He even wore a traditional Benin outfit to his homecoming dance.
As I like stood up, like, you know, I am who I am, like, accept it. And if you can't, like, get out of my way, you know.
So it's not surprising that Achille's favorite part of high school was the drama department. In his final performance, he played Patsy in Monty Python's musical, Spamalot. Always look on the bright
side of life. He accomplished a lot. We are really proud of him.
Wefa Akpamoli is Achille's mom.
And, you know, in this town, you have to build your own personality. And I'm really proud he did it.
By 2050, ethnic and racial minorities will make up about 46% of Colorado's population, according to state data. Even with some of its issues, like dealing with racial hate crimes and adding prayer in schools for Muslim students, Eric Ishiwada says other communities can look to Fort Morgan for guidance.
And look exactly at how they were able to do this and to get to the point where we now have children of West African immigrants being homecoming king.
And going on to study theater at Metropolitan State University in the fall. Always look on the right side of life. Give it a try. Stephanie Daniel, KUNC Fort Morgan. Life is all about you. There's something for life. And that's the love is life.